have to have conviction or you can't live. And then you have to do something about your conviction or you can't stand to live with yourself. You've got to be convinced that you are right and try to convince everybody else of the same and be willing to fight for what you believe in. Or your attitude will be, oh, so sorry, please excuse me for living. God likes wholehearted, stout-hearted men. Have you got the guts to be one of these? If you're going to serve God, for God's sake, know what you're going to believe. And serve Him no matter what anyone says. Take a stand of faith like Martin Luther took on salvation by faith before the Diet of Worms. He said, here I stand. I can do no other. I am willing to die for this truth. I'm so sure of it. You cannot stop the man of faith. You cannot dissuade him. You cannot divert him. You cannot stop him. He'll go on with or without you, or right over you if necessary. He is determined to go blindly on faith alone because he has found the truth. He is of one mind, one heart, one soul, one spirit, one purpose, and will not quit until he's made it. God help us to be soldiers and willing to do anything for you, Lord. In just plain thanks for your salvation, we must do what we know is right and be willing to live and to die for what we know is the truth.